From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm your host and garden expert, Teresa Watkins. We have a great show in store for you today. Lots of information coming your way. Good morning, Lizzie. How was your week?
It was very good. How about yours?
Mine was great. I have to tell you, I had someone come up and say they listened to the show and they think you are dynamite. They love you.
Well, thank you. How much do I owe them?
It was wonderful to hear. They listen to the show every weekend and they just said, tell Lizzie we said hi and we love her. So I thought that was really sweet. I love hearing that. And I had a busy, busy week, as always. But I got to do a little fun thing this week. You know, side yards are usually pretty much forgotten in landscape renovations. You know, you think about the front yard, you think about the backyard, and the side yards are just to get to that backyard or front yard. And I did a landscape installation. It was a pool, backyard pool was put in, and so I landscaped around it. And there really wasn't any room for their daughter, who is 7 going on 8. She is a dynamo. She is so sweet, so smart. She loves ballet, and she loves science.
That's one of those crucial years of,
yes,
you know, exploring and kind of figuring your little self out and your little niches, but then you want to do a little bit of everything.
Yeah, and encouraging that. And so we got a worm farm for her.
Ooh.
From Worm Nerd, and I'm going to have to tell you, I'm going to have them on. They're just great. Worm Nerd, and then we turned the side yard into Chloe's garden. And it was all, you know, the new pool equipment on the side had to go in, and it kind of damaged the ground area there. But you don't want to see it or hear pool equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And there was nothing on the side. It was just kind of just there. Nothing was there, not even turf.
That's the way it usually is.
Yeah.
Whenever you have a pool put in and you have the side of the house where the pump and the water heater or whatever you have out there. Yeah, it's just kind of neglected area.
And they also have
area.
A gas tank, you know, there. So there was really not a lot we could do there. And the space is only about 8 to 9 feet, you know, 10 feet. The fence is on the inside of their property, so I'm sure it's 10 feet. But only 8 to 9 feet. And so I took it, we put in raised beds, we put in a pollinator butterfly garden, and we put in vegetable garden with herbs, and we put a little, we recycled the pavers from the backyard into the side yard to make it so Chloe can have either a cafe set or a reading area or, you know, little containers, whatever she'd like. And then we hung up an arbor. We put up an arbor that has bamboo beaded curtains that have flowers painted on them.
Ooh.
And so it's just
is very girly.
Very
yes.
girly. And,
yes.
you know, and then we have hanging baskets on the fence. And it looks just so cute. If you'd like to go see it, you can check it out on my regular Facebook page, Teresa Watkins FL. And you can see Chloe's garden on there. Maybe give you some ideas.
That's
some inspiration.
That is very inspirational because a lot of times, I mean, I know that, I mean, at least we've been blessed to always be on being on acreage, but I know people who live in that little small little area and you're like, what do I do with this? I have kids. They can run in the yard a little bit, but there's nowhere to actually designate for the kids.
Yes, yes. And this is low maintenance and we only have irrigation in the raised beds, but she'll be able to grow some food. You know, she likes science and check that out and learn about butterflies and the worm farm. We'll see how that goes. You know, it's just we got 100 worms and, you know, they shredded newspaper up and dirt in it. And it's going to be a cool science experiment.
Oh, this
so
will be good.
I really like if you'd like to see it, go check out my Facebook page. We have two. I have two Better Lawns and Gardens where we post everything from the Better Lawns and Gardens show and more interesting, you know, post gardening post. And then I have my Facebook page, Teresa Watkins FL, and you can follow me on that. And so we're starting off the month of November, and what can we be doing this month? I'm going to be telling you all that. We also have a lot of information coming from events that are coming up next week that you'll probably want to attend. If you love gardening books and you love meeting garden authors, then you definitely want to check that out. We also, too, have Natalie Carmoli with Proven Winners Color Choice in the second hour. She is going to be talking about their deer-proof plant program. And I know that you're going to want to. I know Audrey over in Sola Vida, she just emailed me yesterday and said, I want your deer-proof resistant, you know, suggested plants that deer don't usually like. And so, you know, she's going to be interested in that. But a deer-proof plant program in the second hour. And then we have the wonderful Bill Stengel coming up from Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. This is Florida, Lizzie. We still are going to have mosquitoes.
I've got to talk to him about something because I was very impressed here recently.
And ticks, and I can't wait to hear it. Ticks, and then also, too, you know, indoor plants. We're going to be bringing those indoors, and we don't want to bring the pests indoors. And so Summit has solutions for all of that. So Bill Stengel's coming up. You are listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. You can hear us every weekday or Saturday, 7 to 9 a.m. And then you can also hear it on podcast on iHeartRadio. Wherever you listen to podcasts, you can hear the show.
That's
afterwards.
Right. You can take it. You can take it out in the yard. You can take it in the bathroom with you. You can take it everywhere. We go everywhere with you. Just put us in your pocket.
I'm gonna erase that visual. Going with everybody everywhere. So, but we're going here. Thank you, Lizzie, for my cup of tea this morning.
You're welcome.
Mine is sitting on the porch.
It'll be there whenever you get home.
It's in a heated mug, so it'll be there whenever I get home. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. Joining us right now is Summit Responsible Solutions Vice President of Sales and Marketing, Bill Stengel. Good morning, Bill. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Teresa. How are you this morning?
I am great. How is the weather in Maryland? You seem to have a pretty fall going on right now.
We do. It's a beautiful fall day. At least I think it's beautiful. It's still dark out. We're waiting for the sun to rise.
Sorry about that.
I think it's going to be in the mid-50s today. Just a perfect day to get out.
Oh, wonderful. Well, Florida's weather has been beautiful, too, as well. Much cooler the last few weeks. Perfect for hiking and working outside in the garden. And one of my biggest fears when I go hiking, and I was out on a property yesterday, that Florida doesn't get cold enough to kill the ticks. And they are just one of my biggest fears. I just have to do body checks every time I go out in the woods. And so how can homeowners prevent ticks in their yard?
Boy, I hate ticks, too. They're really getting nasty. So we excuse me, we have a backyard spray called Summit Tick and Flea Spray. And it's a chemical really focused on ticks. I mean, that's our focus with this particular product because they're just so nasty. And it's a spray that you can attach to a hose, just spray it with your hose, or we also have it where you can mix it and put it in your own tank sprayer. I like the hose end. It's easy to use. You spray right in those areas that you need to cover. You know, a lot of people think that you know, ticks can be all over the place, but if you have a well-manicured lawn, chances are you're not going to have any ticks right in the lawn. They like to be in bushy areas. They like more humid, more sheltered places. So the landscape around the yard, where you have the bushes and trees,
the shrubs,
and things like that, the shrubs, those are the areas that you want to focus on when you're treating your yard for ticks.
And I would even say areas, you know, a lot of people buy homes because they back up to a conservation area. And so those would be the areas that would see the ticks. And they go about knee high to waist high, you know, and wow. Okay, so now you can spray this. Can you spray it where your pets run or walk, and or where your children play?
Absolutely. What we ask, we always recommend that you thoroughly read the directions of any treatment that you're going to use, no matter what it is. But with this, once you spray it, you allow it to dry. Yeah, typically that's a couple of hours. Then it's fine for kids and pets to go out and play on it.
And so besides ticks and fleas, what other kinds of insects can this hold back?
Well, it is a broad spectrum, so it will kill ants and spiders and just a vast laundry list of different yard insects.
Mm-hmm. And so that's good. And they can get this where?
You can get it at a number of hardware stores, some garden centers, Tractor Supply has, if you have a Tractor Supply near you, they sell it. A lot of online accounts, if you buy from Amazon, you can get it from them. And if you can't find it anywhere, you can always go on our website.
That's great. And so now we also here in Florida, and I see it every week when I go to do consultations, that we have that Asian cycad scale. And so that usually is on your sago palms, your king and queen sago palms, and you can find it on other plants surrounding your sago palms. And so Summit Responsible Solutions has an environmental solution for that too as well, right?
We do. We have our superior grade year-round spray oil. So this is a product that you spray, and it's an interesting product for killing insects like scale, because it's not a toxin. It works by actually suffocating the scale. So it's a much more responsibly conscious solution for spraying around your yard. So if you have scale on your palms, that you want to make sure you spray it thoroughly, covering the leaves, top, bottom, every part. And with the sago palms and the scale, it's something that you probably have to treat almost on a weekly basis.
Okay. And again, we just want people to follow the instructions, the label, and they will know exactly how to use it. Okay, so maybe not in Central or North Florida, but South Florida, they can see mosquitoes year round. And so what?
Yes.
So, tell us about mosquito bits and dunks and how everyone can use it in their yard.
Okay, so mosquito bits and dunks, they're a biological larvicide. So people ask, well, what do you mean a larvicide? Well, mosquitoes breed in standing water, and you have to have standing water somewhere for mosquitoes to develop. And the larval stage that develops within that standing water can be controlled by mosquito dunks and mosquito bits. They release a bacterial toxin called BTI, which is lethal to the mosquito larva and virtually harmless to everything else. So if you have a pond, a bird bath, and you take an inventory of your yard of where water can collect, clogged rain gutters, people don't think about that, so you make sure you look up on your roof and get those gutters cleared out. Kiddie pools, wheelbarrows, just sitting, anything that sits for a week or more and collects water, empty it, dump it, get rid of all that water that you can. But the water that you want to keep, if you have a pond, if you have a bird bath, or if there's water that you can't drain, if there's water in tree holes or big bromeliads collect water, and that's a great place for mosquitoes to breed. Those are things that you want to treat with the dunks and bits.
And what's fascinating about it is that the product BT, in it you have it because we've been dry. We haven't had a lot of rain in Florida the last few weeks, and so it dries up, but then when it rains again, it continues to release it. Tell us how that works.
So the mosquito dunks are designed as a sustained release product. And what you said is true. You can put that out in a flooded area, and it will start releasing the BTI into the water, but all of a sudden the water recedes and then it dries out and the dunk's laying there and it dries out and it basically goes into stasis. It just stops dispensing until water hits the area again. And once water is there, it'll start slowly dissolving again and releases the BTI into the water.
That's so cool. I love that. And so, you know, whether it's dry or wet, it just lasts for a good amount of time, and it's just a great sustainable product. And so fall and winter...
interesting. We design it so it has a hole in the center. You can actually tie a string or you can stake it, so you can put it in an area where you may expect flooding, and it'll just sit there and it won't wash away if you do one of those two things.
That's cool. Fall and winter also the time of the year. I'm telling people now to start preparing their plants to take indoors. You know, we can get a frost or chilly period like overnight, you know, in November and December without kind of a lot of time frame. So they're preparing their plants to take inside, but we don't want them to take plants in that are going to be a nuisance. And there are pests inside that can get into the planters. Does Summit have a solution for that?
Well, a couple of things we recommend when people are preparing to bring their plants inside. That year-round spray oil that you treat for the cycad scale, mm-hmm. You can use that to also spray your house plants to kill any soft-bodied insects that may be around your house plants. Oh. So that's a good treatment prior to bringing your house plants in.
Okay.
Once you bring your house plants in, one of the big insect pests that people find through the course of the indoor season are fungus gnats. And, they look like little fruit flies. There'll be a cloud, you'll touch your plant, and all of a sudden, where did all these fruit flies come from? But they're not fruit flies. I mean, they're the same kind of size, and they're dark and black. But if they're coming out of the plant soil, then they're fungus gnats.
Oh, okay.
Fungus gnats are actually related to mosquitoes.
Huh.
Most people don't know that.
I did not know that.
If you look at them under a magnifying glass, you'll go, wow, that is a tiny-looking mosquito there.
And
but,
so
the mosquito bits, if you take the mosquito bits, 4 tablespoons per gallon of water, and then treat your plants with that water, that water takes the BTI, puts it down into the soil, the fungus gnat larva. Again, the larval stage, they're down in the soil, and they consume that liquid as it comes down. It kills the fungus gnat larva, breaks that life cycle, so after a couple of weeks of treatment, you're not going to have all these fungus gnats flying around.
Excellent. I love that. Thank you so much, Bill. It's been great having you on this morning. I appreciate it. We do need to, here in Florida, we need to be conscious of the pest problems that we have year-round, because we need to stop them now so they don't get worse in the spring and summertime. So I certainly appreciate all of Summit Responsible Solutions products, because they really do work, and they are environmentally friendly. Thank you so much for coming on.
Well, thanks for having me. Enjoy your day.
Oh, I'm going to enjoy the day and the weekend. We get an hour extra sleep. I'm good.
Oh, that's right. It'll be bright tomorrow this time.
There you go. Thank you so much, Bill. I appreciate it. We'll talk soon.
You're welcome.
And that's Bill Stengel. He's with Marketing, the Vice President of Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, a fantastic company. They have great products that are environmentally safe, and they take care of the pest issues.
Yeah, so I went and I bought the mosquito dunks and kind of broke them up a little bit, because we have buckets, gallon buckets, or 5 gallon buckets all around our property for the dogs to drink water. And we keep them clean and stuff. But, you know, mosquitoes seem to lay their larvae really quick.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. So I went through and broke some of it up. Haven't seen any mosquito larvae in probably about a month.
Excellent. That is great. And it can happen. So that's wonderful. I'm glad you did that. I look, I have a water fountain, kind of water fountain in my front yard, and we have them in there. So that's wonderful. SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. And we're going to be back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. With us right now, big event happening Sunday. Big event happening Sunday. I wanted to let you know about it. And we have Jo Reese with us. She is with Mr. Landscaper. It is a Florida company that produces a great irrigation system kit for the yard. And Jo, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Teresa. I'm doing great. Enjoying this in cooler weather that we're having right now. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. It is wonderful. I had to put a sweater on, and I love that. And so not often you can wear sweaters in Florida, so I do it whenever I can. And so Sunday is a wonderful event, daylight savings time. We get to get 1 hour extra sleep. I love that. We get to change the batteries in our fire alarm. And what else do we get to do?
And then another important thing, too, that we need to do is adjust our watering timers, our irrigation timers, to just once a week.
Once a week watering. And, you know, that's important because I think everyone here in Florida overwaters. And it is a serious issue. We've got to conserve. And so does everyone need to, go to once a week watering?
Yes, Teresa, everyone does. Whether you're using a well or, if you're using your city water, everyone does. Everyone would fall under that same restriction to either water once a week or twice a week. But then, like you say, right now with fall, everything is slowing down, the grass and turf. Everything's growing slower. We have less daylight. So, yes, everyone needs to go to just one day a week.
One day a week, and that's important. And so, Mr. Landscaper irrigation kits, they are phenomenal in using low-volume irrigation, and it is you can get drips and you can get low-volume emitters. But tell us about where we can use these low volume emitters and drip irrigation systems.
Yes, Teresa, they are, like you say, they're wonderful. And the best use for those, for like our Mr. Landscaper drip kits, watering kits, the best thing is for your landscaping, any landscaped area where such as flower beds, potted plants, shrubbery, that kind of thing. They're perfect for that. And, another side note on that, we are exempt from the watering restrictions because we are such a water-conserving product. It's considered low volume. So if needed, instead of like on our grass, our lawns and stuff where we're one day a week, if needed, your flower beds can be watered, more than one day a week, and you're still going to fall within the restrictions.
And that helps us out with people putting in new landscaping during the fall. Or, even containers dry out a little bit quickly because we are getting cool, but we're not getting too cool. And so, the planters and hanging baskets do kind of dry out a little bit more. So that helps out there. And the kits, what mm-hmm. I loved about it was that it was so easy for me to install. And it's very simple. You get a poker thingy. That's a technical term, poker thingy. And you have a lot of great videos on your website. Tell us about those.
We do, Teresa. If you visit www.mrlandscaper.com, you can see all of the kits that we offer and all of the individual products. And then when you're scrolling in our website, all you do is scroll down to the bottom of each item that you see, and there's a video there. So that's going to show you exactly how to install the kit or what the particular, like you're talking about the little hole punch tool where we use to snap a hole into the black poly tubing. You're going to see all that online. Once you click on the video tab, you can see exactly how to use that and how to install everything.
I will tell you, one of my favorite products that you have at Mr. Landscaper is the bird bath refill, emitter.
Yes.
I love that. So when my irrigation goes on, it refills my bird bath. The birds are so happy when they have water in their bird bath. And that's, again, isn't it a separate kit?
It is. It sure is. It's a separate kit, and it's so handy. You have everything in there you need, and that's one of my favorites also. But yes, it has a little gallon an hour dripper, and our quarter inch tubing that attaches to. And then, there's a little piece of copper wire in there that allows you to bend it over so that you can, install it, run the tubing up, bend it right over into your bird bath. And yes, the birds love it. And it's so easy to do. That's the thing. You don't have to have any special skills for any of our kits. It's just very easy to do.
So where can people find Mr. Landscaper kits?
Teresa, the easiest way to find us, just go to our website. You can order directly on the website, or you can even call into our office. The website is www.mrlandscaper.com. Also, we're on Amazon. So if you're shopping on Amazon, same thing, just enter Mr. Landscaper, and you can see everything available.
There you go. Thank you so much, Joe. So this tomorrow, Sunday, we turn our clocks back an hour, and we change the batteries in our fire alarm, and then what else?
That's true. Turn your irrigation system back to just one time a week watering.
That's great. Thank you so much, Joe. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Thank you, Teresa. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye. So we had the iHeart Media open house this week. And Joe and Bob came to the iHeart open house, and they got to meet their favorite, their fans of Johnny on 106.7
XLs, yeah. Johnny Magic, yes.
Yes, and they were so thrilled about it. And,
oh, I bet.
And he was just wonderful, just wonderful. So I love doing that. So
I'm so sad that I missed it. I literally didn't know that, you know, I should have stuck behind to see anybody. But, you know, it is what it is. I'm here doing Good Morning Orlando. And then whenever I'm like, oh, look, the show is over and I have no editing to do. Bye.
Bye. I'd be the same way. So Linda in Zone 8B, good morning, Linda. She is always, she says TGIS. And thank God it's Saturday. She wants to know if avocados are genetically modified, and she has a problem. So we're going to answer that. If you have a gardening question, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. Lizzie is waiting for your phone calls, and we will handle them and get you started for a great week in the garden. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. If you have a gardening question, I would love to hear it, and we can talk about it. 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. And so Linda, she asked, do you know if Haas avocados are genetically modified? She has four pits that look that are, she's got toothpicks in them, and the and they're in water. And they're not rooting nor sprouting. It's been weeks. She's done this her whole life, but not getting any results. So she wanted to know what the issue was. So, Linda, great question. No, avocados are not genetically modified. And let me explain what genetically modified is. It's where they use the DNA structure of the plant, the genetics of it, to create a new type of characteristic or trait. Whether it's drought tolerant, whether it's a resistance to a pest control, but it is not, it doesn't involve how the plant grows. And so, so no, avocados are not genetically modified. So my thinking is, Linda, one, I want make sure that it's in good light. So if it's indoors, you're going to want to make sure that you're getting a little bit more sunlight in. And then, and I know you've been doing this all your life, but sometimes, you know, we kind of forget. But then also, too, it's been quite cool lately. So it may take a little bit longer to start to sprout. So one, I would change the water. I would change the water on a weekly basis. Just change it out so it doesn't get stagnant. And just hang in there, and it should be a couple of weeks, and it should start to sprout. All right? If not, it may be temperatures, too, as well. So Let me know what happens. I want to know if it's sprouts. All right, let's go to Eileen in Polk City. Good morning, Eileen. How are you?
Lizzie will tell you about what I did with my pinky finger.
Okay.
But my finger did some gardening work for me when I was trimming the hedges.
Oh, no.
Anyway, yeah, I got 8 stitches in my finger.
I just got goosebumps. I got chills. I'm so sorry.
It's all right. Anyway, I have a question. I have a 3.5 to 4 inch red rose bush on the bottom. It is now getting pink buds on it.
Okay.
What the heck is going on?
Okay, so you know it's a red rose bush, but it's pink. Now, you say it's four inches, or is it four?
3.5 to 4 inches tall.
And it's getting pink buds on it.
On the bottom.
Is it a miniature?
On the bottom of the bush.
Right. Is it a miniature dwarf rose, or is it just a regular rose? Do you know what variety it is?
No, I don't, but it's a very tall rose bush. It started out small, but now it is growing like you would not believe.
So let me ask and again. So do you, Eileen, is it 4 feet tall or 3.5 to 4 inches tall?
No, feet.
Feet, okay. Okay. All right, so that's good. Okay, and the ones on the bottom. Okay, so I know what's going on. So it probably was grafted onto another rose bush, and usually they are fortunianas that they're grafted on. And it may have been a pink fortuniana rose. And so it's below the graft, and it is just sprouting out a new stem. And you can just cut it off. And you'll it's going to pull away. How bushy and thick is it?
Bushy.
Okay. Detracting from it. If it is below the graft and it's a rootstock, it's not going to hurt it, but, you know, it just depends. Do you want the pink ones?
Sure.
Okay. I would just say, okay, thank you. You got 2 roses on 1 bush.
Okay. I also have a question for you, and I don't know if you'll... There is a brown bird.
Okay.
And he's small.
Okay.
But he has a long beak.
Okay.
He's in my bird feeders.
He's in
And then he gets a drink in a bird bath.
Uh-huh.
And he's small.
Right.
I'd say probably, I don't know... He's small, but he's brown, and he has a nest in the back tree somewhere.
Aww.
And he has a couple of babies, but you never see the babies in the bird feeders.
Okay. You want identification?
Yeah,
Do you have a picture of it? A photograph of it?
He moves too fast.
So one of the birds that I'm thinking about that's small but has a longer beak is a brown-headed nuthatch. And so if you will look up a nuthatch and see if that is similar to what you're looking for, and then and then that is the only other one that I can think of. And the other one then is a brown thrasher, but it's a larger type of bird. But the nuthatch is small. And so it may be that. So look up nuthatch, brown-headed nuthatch, and see if it that's what it is.
Okay, I will.
All right.
And, yes, Lizzie is great. I love her.
We are going to keep her.
Thank you, Beth.
I love her.
Yes.
She asks about my dog all the time. And she is just, Lucy blew her ACL. So that's my little dog.
Yes. Oh, she's doing okay.
Yes, she's doing great. We bought a brace for her, and she's putting her foot down now. And boy, I'll tell you, I do 0 to 30 walking her around, and I'm getting my exercise in. She moves so fast, I can't hardly keep up with her.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, Eileen. Let me know if that's the bird. Thank you.
I will. I love you, too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. You know, Lizzie, a lot of the gardening information that we give, and especially if it's from advertisers, helps people. We have new listeners every day.
Right.
And every time, you know, even during the week on WFLA Orlando. And, you know, tomorrow, the daylight savings time, saving the water is very important. And a lot of people don't realize that they need to turn their irrigation systems back.
Exactly.
And it is the law. You know, once a week, water starts tomorrow. And so we don't want anyone to get any fines or anything like that.
Exactly.
So, and it helps the landscape, because most of the time the problems within our garden, within our landscape, one of the issues is overwatering.
That's true.
And, you know, we want to save people on the bills. So gardening questions, you know, are come in all ranges and all sizes. We'd love to hear yours. 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text me 23680.
And aren't we supposed to be getting a wet winter?
We are. El Nino is going to be a wet winter. So we're going to be getting plenty of rainfall where the irrigation systems can basically be shut off.
Right.
You know, as soon as it starts. We're in a little bit of a drought right now. We're seeing landscapes, you know, kind of, I've noticed a couple of lawns that we have that are, you know, turning brown a little bit from lack of water, but these are homes that don't have irrigation systems.
Right. So then it's also good because whenever that rainy season does kick in, not only about the irrigation, but it's good to go ahead and put your mosquito dunks and bits out ahead of time. So this way you can counteract any type of mosquitoes of laying any eggs.
Exactly.
Because I'm not sure if we're actually going to get a super freeze this year, are we? I mean, I don't know.
Well, we get a cold snap, but what it comes so quickly.
Yeah.
And so get your frost blankets now. What kind of vegetables can you be planting right now? Beets and broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, carrots, cauliflower, celery. I planted these in Chloe's garden, vegetable garden. Chinese cabbage, collards and endive, kale and kohlrabi, lettuce and mustard, onions and peas and radicchio, radishes and rhubarbs, rutabagas and spinach, Swiss chard and turnips. And so those are the wonderful, and of course all the herbs, anise and arugula, basil, borage, chive, cardamom, chervil, cilantro, coriander, dill and fennel, and garlic and ginger, lavender, lemon balm, lovage, Mexican tarragon. You can make béarnaise sauce. I love béarnaise sauce. Mints and nasturtiums, oregano, parsley, rosemary, sage, sweet marjoram, thyme, and watercress. Lots of great gardening plants to put into your yard. You can tuck these little herbs into your landscape bed and just go out and use them. If you plant herbs and vegetables, make sure you use them, you harvest them.
I do, and I'm so excited. This is really, I mean, I've always used it, but this is the first year that I've made sure I've made my meatballs ahead of time and gone out and grabbed my basil and my oregano out of my own garden, even though I always have, but like I've done so much meal prep ahead of time, thrown in the freezer. I've been so happy with my herb garden.
Good for you. Organized, Lizzie. That's wonderful. And Chloe's garden, they got to make basil pesto out of their fresh basil. And you know what? You know what I had the other day that was really good? Pumpkin seeds in squash soup. Oh, it was very good. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Stick around. We'll be back. Go to our website, WFLAOrlando.com, and check out the cool things that we're giving away on our contest page.